According to a CNN report, Thomas Crooks purchased a 5-foot ladder on his way to the rally and was able to somehow carry this ladder along with his rifle to a building with a direct line of sight to Trump's podium, a building that was occupied by heavily armed police.
Tonight, ABC News has learned that heavily armed local police were stationed inside that building and missed Thomas Crooks climbing up the outside of the building to the roof.
With rifle in hand, Crooks used this ladder to climb the building and was spotted on the rooftop 30 minutes before he opened fire. He was photographed by police and reported 25 minutes before the shooting. He was even confronted while on the roof before the shooting.
A local police officer climbed up the roof and confronted Brooks moments before the shooting.
The officer grabbed hold of the edge of the building, pulled himself up to be able to look, and according to what he's told me, shooter turned, rifle was pointed at the officer. The officer, defensive move, kind of ducked, fell, lost his grip on the building.
Bystanders began pointing out Crooks to police a full 2 minutes before he opened fire.
Look, they're all pointing.
The Atlantic, maybe the Pacific.
Yeah, someone's on top of the roof. Look. There he is right there. Right there, see him? He's laying down. See him?
Yeah, he's laying down.
The defensive sniper detail was looking directly at him a full 40 seconds before he opened fire and allowed him to fire a few shots before taking him out. The first shot fired grazed Trump's right ear as he turned his head towards the shooter. Had he not turned his head, he would have been murdered on live television.
We call that DRT, which means right there. And so what that means is all sympathetic, parasympathetic nerve response is gone because I've just basically severed your central nervous system. Whether it's right here or from the side, you're looking right about here at the ear, it's going to sever that central nervous system, and that means everything stops. It's lights out. The fact that it literally grazed him, I mean, we're talking about a matter of like a half a degree difference.
I just turned my head to show the jar, and something wrapped me. It felt like a giant, like the world's largest mosquito.
According to a classmate, Crooks was shooting competitively as early as his freshman year and was a member of a local gun club. So he's been training with a rifle for at least 5 years. And the mathematics submitted by Mike Adams and verified by Michael Yawn suggest that the shots were fired by Crooks. So far, Crooks is an enigma, which fits the profile of a mind control assassin. But either way, this was undoubtedly an inside job to assassinate President Trump and leads directly to Mayorkas. Viktor Orban has been privately meeting with Ukraine President Zelensky, Russian President Putin, and former President Donald Trump to negotiate a peace deal. And Putin recently announced that he is open to discussing this further.
Well, you know, the fact that Mr. Trump, as a presidential candidate, says that he is ready and wants to stop the war in Ukraine, we take that very seriously. Well, I haven't seen his ideas on how exactly he's going to do that, and that is the key question. But I have no doubt that he says that sincerely, and we support that.
Astrologers have been predicting events around a rare planetary transit occurring on July 15th, involving the star Algol, known as the Demon Star, which represents Medusa's beheading and is considered to be one of the most violent and unfortunate stars in astrology. And the assassination attempt occurred on the same day as the Bohemian Club's occult ritual, the Cremation of Care, at the Bohemian Grove, where an effigy is sacrificed in fire. Whether you call them the Illuminati, the Deep State, or the Synagogue of Satan, they do not want peace. But America lives to fight another day. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Alex Jones coming right up. It is the Alex Jones Show, folks. Make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com as well and be the reason that we are still on the air. We have Alex Jones connecting remotely. He will be hosting the show for at least the first couple of hours, if not the first 3 hours. I'm Chase Geiser. I'll be tuning back in for the fourth hour and as needed throughout the show today. Make sure you share the links, share the broadcast, follow at Real Alex Jones on Twitter right now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and be the reason we are still on the air.
Yeah.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this Tuesday, July 16th, 2023 transmission. It's Wednesday, excuse me. I've got so much data coming in, so much unfolding. Wednesday, July 17th. 2024. It is Wednesday, July 17th, 2024. Again, I'm on the road. I'm coming back. We successfully have seen Bohemian Grove infiltrated. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Wednesday, July 17th, 2024 broadcast. We have an incredibly important transmission lined up for you today. If you look at all the evidence and all the pieces, this was a deep state attempted murder of Trump. And after they did that, they had a whole bunch of horribly evil scenarios ready to bring the country into civil unrest, civil war, and full war. I need the crew to find the clip from Saturday and find the clip from Sunday, because I said that they were going to blame the assassination on Iran. And then the next day, CNN and the Secret Service and the FBI came out and said that Iran is trying to kill Trump. I know the enemy. Because in my main scenario, right after they killed Trump, they would then carry out some other terror attacks domestically, say Iran did it, and then we would go to full war with Israel, U.S. with Israel, against Iran. We would be in a nuclear war right now. And they would have activated all the Iranian sleeper cells in the United States after Iran was nuked. So the Middle East would be in total war. The United States would be hit by tactical nukes by the globalist. Iran would then activate sleeper cells and start creating absolute havoc. And I said that Saturday, and I said that Sunday. And then the CNN scumbags and ABC scumbags from the feds came out Monday, 2 days ago, and said Iran is involved. So Ben Warren wrote about that for InfoWars.com yesterday. If you want to go see the breakdowns, we need to get that video, because I want people to understand something. I'm not laying these scenarios out of thin air. I'm not reaching down between my legs and pulling out some shit for you here. Excuse my French. I'm risking my life telling you this stuff. I know the enemy. This is all I do for. Hell, I've been studying this for 42 years, since I was 8 years old. All right, I got addicted to this information, not conspiracy books, but actual globalist books, their information, how they operate, okay? And so I've read everything from Plato's Republic to Julius Caesar's Battle for Gaul to Hitler's Mein Kampf, and I've read Paul Ehrlich's books, and I've read Francis Galton's books, and I've read Julian Huxley's books, and Aldous Huxley's books, and Bertrand Russell's books, and Bill Gates' books, and I know the enemy, and Yuval Noah Harari's books. Yuval Noah Harari acts like you're dumb children, so he talks over you like you don't even understand him, like he's speaking Martian. He said, our world government's dead, and the New World Order is over if Trump becomes president, okay? So I understand the enemy moves, and that's why I got so upset 6 weeks ago. We've now confirmed when the Justice Department, outside of law, ordered federal appointees by the federal judge who overrode them to come in and shut down the building and throw me out of the building and turn InfoWars off. And I said, I'm not that important by myself. They're only doing that because they're getting ready to kill Trump. And like a parrot, every hour of every show, I have said that since then. And I am on record. All right. And I told you they're going to blame Iran if they kill Trump. They just did it. So you have Mayorkas in control administratively. They told them nobody on top of the roof for your safety, even though the roof's totally safe and that's where they would always be. And then they stuck the counter snipers on a roof that was even steeper than that, still not very steep, which is the perfect place upon the crest of a roof to set up your sniper nest or your counter sniper nest. She has now come out, the head of the Secret Service, and said in video, not just what they put out in the Washington Post. People didn't believe that when she came out a day ago and said, oh, the roof was too dangerous. And then she went on TV, they have the clip here, and said that it was dangerous. So we couldn't be on the roof. The sniper was brought into the building where the police headquarters was operating out of. He was on the roof, not 2 minutes, like I confirmed from the videos, people saying he's on the roof, he's on the roof. Those are 2 minute long videos I've seen of them warning people running away. Now the Secret Service admits it's actually 26 minutes, which is like a million years, with a guy with a gun with a rangefinder, and he got cold feet, clearly, and was thinking about not doing it, and then saw the hysteria and said, well, I'm going to go ahead and take the shot. Okay, so Trump is up there for 26 minutes speaking. The shooter pops up at right the time Trump comes out. He's obviously brought in, protected the whole way in, and you have former top sniper commanders that run whole operations and security. Congressman Mills in Florida, 7th District. You have all these Green Beret commanders coming out saying exactly what I told you days after I told you this. It's not because they're getting it from me. I'm telling you the doctrine of all of this. I'm not a sniper. I'm a great shot, but I've studied the doctrine of snipers. I've studied the doctrine of warfare. I've studied the doctrine of security. I've studied the assassinations of Kennedy and his brother and Martin Luther King Jr. and how all this went. And I know that the CIA mind control head publicly, Jolyon West, was was connected to MKUltra, Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, Sirhan, Tim McVeigh. This is all on record. So we know how they operate. We know what they do. And then they didn't give the green light to shoot the guy on top of the roof in Pennsylvania, in Butler, until he'd gotten his five shots off. And the Secret Service close to Trump weren't in on it. They all jump on Trump. And so once Trump couldn't be killed there, then, okay, the radio call is made, take out the threat. So we need to interrogate who was told that, what they were told, interrogate who told them that, interrogate who in the advance team through Mayorkas told them not to put somebody on the roof. The head of the Secret Service has now come out and confessed to it, but they're hiding it in plain view like it's no big deal. So they did this. I told you there was a stand down. I told you it's default to put somebody on the roof. I told you they had to obviously have help. And now you have all these experts coming out and saying the exact same thing. And then let's not forget, I can play you 20 minutes of compilations right now. And I'm going to play some, not 20 minutes of them. But we're going to post the full compilations to Real Alex Jones, Rob Dew's original reports from years ago, Darren McBreen's, all of them, re-upload them to X right now. Where? Former high-level CIA involved in assassination operations say the CIA is going to kill this guy, kill Trump. I've got Brennan and them at CFR meetings on C-SPAN say we're going to take him out. And they go, impeachment? Judicially, they go, no, the other way. Everybody starts smiling and giggling and laughing because they're all so tough that they're on TV saying we're going to kill him to all their people to look powerful, to make the deep state look strong. So their minions will then carry out the operations. Well, they don't look strong now. That's what they should give up because they're going to try to kill Trump again. So I have clips of them and clips of the Lincoln Project recently saying we need to put a bullet in Trump. So that's who these people are. They shot. They missed. They're desperate. Trump is now the most famous person living in the world. And he is now on par with George Washington. He is now as famous as Hitler, but not in a bad way, not infamous. He is now bigger than Elvis, John Lennon, John Wayne, all rolled into one. He is a super ultra mega threat to the New World Order. And if they kill him, it only makes him bigger. And so all the scenarios, though, run from bad to worse. And when I permutate these scenarios for you here on air, these are not scenarios that, again, I just come up with myself. I have thousands of pieces and background per scenario and pre-programming the enemy's done to lay the groundwork as Gauleiters to then know what the next extrapolation is on the trajectory. And I've calculated every possible trajectory and combination of trajectories in my mind, which is extremely exhausting. And then they're so complex, it's hard to articulate them. But I think we've done a pretty good job here of that. But you need to understand, they're going to try to poison you, number one. That's if they want to de-escalate. It'll still blow up in their face, but they can have plausible deniability, heart attack, whatever. They will try to poison him. They can also hit him with electromagnetics. They've also got radiation weapons that they just aim at him for about an hour. And then, you know, he dies a week later as his cells deteriorate, starts bleeding out. They can shoot down his airplane and say the Iranians have done it with a captured Stinger missile from Afghanistan, the $84 billion Biden left behind, or a similar anti-aircraft missile. They could set off a tactical nuke and say the Iranians have done it. They could use a neutron bomb on Mar-a-Lago. They like truck bombs. They could do a truck bomb. And so I'm telling you, they've got all these scenarios warmed up. I bet my life they're following Biden and Trump around with a low-yield tactical nuke right now, and the people driving around in the truck with it locked in three safes don't even know what they're carrying around, but they're told where to go and what to do, and the globalists make one phone call, one decision, and they go bloop. Okay, so that's where we are, because if they don't kill Trump, they lose America, and then they lose control of the world, and then they all go to prison. So they are cornered rats. And you have to understand that only admitting the full horror of this and only understanding the full danger of this is going to be able to get us through this and past this. And so anyone working for the globalists, there's a good chance we have such a big audience that they're listening. There's some guys sitting in D.C. There's some guys, you know, sitting in Florida, and they're going, yeah, what is in this? What is in this 18-wheeler? They tell us it's tactical supplies. We move around and we do. And then you can't even open up the back of it, or you break open the back of it and there's a giant, you know, lead shielded safe sitting there. And then you get drills and stuff, and it takes you hours to break into that. And then there's another safe inside of it. That is a nuclear weapon. Okay. And then you're like, well, how are they going to send a transmission to it through all the lead shields and all of that? They have these pulse magnetic communicators they use, where they string out a line, say for 2 miles, and then it sends pulse similar to Morse code through the Earth. It's how they communicate with submarines on the other side of the planet, basically in a half second. And so it sends a wave, and then it sends that into the receiver, and it goes right through the lead walls, right into the bomb. I'm even giving you the bomb design, okay? And the probable detonation system they've got on it. So. And that's the problem with all this information. There's just so much. So we are on the verge of absolute total destruction. In fact, I don't even want to get in the air when all this goes down, because who knows what's going to happen if a nuclear war starts while I'm in the air. We're looking at driving back. I'm strongly considering driving back to Texas right now, just because I don't want to be in the air when this stuff happens, like I was in the air when Trump got shot. That's how serious this is. I mean, we mean the end of civilization. World War III could happen any second, okay? And I want all the dumbasses at the FBI and the Secret Service and all you guys that compartmentalize and follow orders that have been going along with this. I'm not calling you all dumbasses. I mean, the ones that are libtards and buying all this BS. Do you understand you're the danger? Your bosses are the danger. You're the bad guys. You're the crazy people, okay? And if they would have killed Trump, there's a whole bunch of scenarios they were going to do to blame the Iranians, maybe even the Russians. And I've been saying this for months. I'm not just saying this now. So Biden is a dead man, not from me, from them. They're going to try to kill Biden, and they probably will, or he'll have a stroke, be incapacitated. I think that's very soon. But they may want the spectacular image of Biden getting shot to try to counterbalance all the anger about what happened with Trump, that is a real serious scenario where a Trump supporter shoots Biden. If Biden's family is smart, because I know they're in this for themselves, that Biden should not stick his head out anywhere. I would tell you, Biden goes and gives a speech in Pennsylvania or Michigan or wherever he goes, they're going to kill him. And then blame it on Trump supporters. So Biden's dead. Trump's probably dead. Nuclear war is probably about to happen. And so just get on your knees and pray to Jesus that God intervenes and God is great and God's in control. And God will put his finger on the scale, but only if we pray and then take action peacefully. But this is the end of the line, folks. And this is when humanity decides whether we blow ourselves up or we survive. This is the most dangerous point in human history right now. This is the equivalent of a giant 10-mile-long asteroid coming by the Earth. And if it hits, you know, we're in a new ice age for 1,000 years. This is end of the world, Armageddon scenario, total insanity, because you've got the globalists in NATO wanting to go to full war with Russia. Trump's saying no. They want the war with Russia. Trump doesn't want the war with Russia. They don't want us to be the free world again. They don't want the carbon taxes to get killed. They don't want the plan for more poison shots to get stopped. They want to put their, you know, you think they want to stop at 35 million people they killed with the shots? They have initiated their psychotic scenario. And they're only counting on us not being able to admit this is really happening and hesitating while it's happening and not admitting the attack that's going on. If you admit the attack and if you see the attack and you understand the attack and you know what's going on with the attack, you can stop the attack. But you've got to understand every sector and every part of this. And I know that when I met with J.D. Vance a month ago, and I got information from the chief of staff, and I'm not going to get into the details of it, but they, you know, they, and he's been public about this, so it's not a secret, that he said, I'm learning about all this really fast, so is Trump, and we want to talk to you, and we want to get the information on what's happening. Because I said, the first threat you're going to have, and he said, yeah, no, I'm the VP, and I said, okay. He said, I got it. I said, are you the VP? He goes, yeah, I got it. It's me. But he didn't even say, don't tell anybody. He's so cool, so smart, he needed to even, that's not, now that's a secret. I was like, okay. I saw a crew member at the door, and I said, get out of here, and you didn't hear that. And so that's where we are, and they're listening, and Vance is really smart. His people are smart. Trump's smart, and so Trump's getting dialed up really quick. But I'm not going to sit here and advise them, you know, person to person, which I can do and I will do, and I have done. I am going to advise all of you and advise everyone else. This isn't about who's the most popular talk show. It's not about who gets credit for this or that. This is end of the world stuff if people do not get this now. They kill Trump. That means they're going for broke with all the other dominoes going down. So that's why I was stunned and really dazed the first few days of this, because I knew it was coming and it was confirmation of all that. And the data was just all there. And there was the horror of just wishing to God I could get people to listen to me, because I've studied every angle of the enemy operation. So they've got to kill Trump. 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 And they've got to kill Biden. And this is it. This is history. So pray every hour, pray every minute. Do whatever you can. But all the keeping your head down and not sounding like a radical and not coming out with the truth and, oh, don't say the Secret Service stood down. Don't say there's a government plot. We don't know that yet. They've been all over the news saying they're going to kill him. And all the news say they're going to take him out. Then you see them turn off all the precautions and protect this guy for 26 minutes. Here is the disgusting, politically correct hire who's sitting there going, well, I told them that it's dangerous to be on roofs, and so it's, you know, we can't do that. So they're not even denying that she did that to try to end the investigation. Down the boss, I said, no security on the roofs. What? So well, who told you that, Dumbo? Mayorkas. Mayorkas isn't dumb. That woman can barely talk. It's Mayorkas, folks. He's a kingpin. He's in on the top meetings with the controllers in that star chamber. I guarantee you there's less than 20 people around that table. There's the globalist bosses. There's their autistic big brains that give them permutation analysis calculations. And then there are the functionaries that implement it. Okay? And see, what I am is a big brain for the people. And you've got a big brain too, okay? So what I'm saying is our big brains have got to beat their big brains by analyzing every possible calculation of what they're going to do. And then we've got to go out. We've got to have orators. And I happen to have both the big brain and the orator skills to then communicate that with total urgency to the public. And there's a lot of you that have got big brains. And you know this is going on. And you've been sitting there because it's dangerous to take on the New World Order. Well, it's a lot more dangerous if you're in your house at night and three men knock down the door. And are you going to let them just rape and kill you and your wife? Or are you going to defend yourself? Well, in this scenario, we don't pull a gun out. We pull the information out and fire it at them so that everything they do is understood by their minions. So when their minions start getting orders to stand down again, they don't do it. That's why you've got to have situational awareness and battle plan awareness. Okay, I believe we may have General Flynn coming up, but I want to play these clips now. Here is the head of the Secret Service openly in her own words saying, well, the roof's too dangerous. Here it is.
When you saw the events unfold on Saturday.
Shock and then concern, obviously, for the former president.
Investigators now trying to determine whether roof access had been properly locked down. The shooter climbing up seemingly unimpeded, about 400 feet from the stage, with a direct line of sight on the former president.
Should that roof have been secure, period?
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there, that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. And so, you know, the decision was made to secure the building from inside.
Unbelievable. From the inside, that doesn't have any windows, just all sitting there with your, you know, on your hands and do this. We've got to go to break here in a few minutes. We're in such an emergency. I'm tempted to even skip the network breaks, but our stations have got to, or the local breaks, our stations have got to have their ads. So we'll roll the ads coming up. And then when we come back, we've got a lot of critical information and guests coming up. But I want to go to this clip that I posted on X. It is extremely important, and it is CIA and others confessing to the plan to kill President Trump. The name of the tweet is CIA publicly announces plan to kill Trump. CIA publicly announces plan to kill Trump. CIA publicly announces plan to kill Trump. CNN publicly announces plan to kill Trump. CNN publicly announces plan to kill Trump. I say that because people's synapses take all info as the same now. But if you hear something over and over again, it can get through the brainwashing. I don't mean the general audience, but when you have to repeat something, it's everybody has a normalcy bias. But I may just say CIA confesses to plan to kill Trump maybe for 3 hours straight, because that'll get people's attention. Okay, so that video, and I should have added in the headline, it's my fault. We need maximum push on this. So repost the video again. Don't take it down. Put up another version with the same headline, but say we need maximum push. Because, folks, I asked you to do maximum push yesterday on two videos, and they got over 30 million views. So, and one of those is the congressman, sniper expert, saying, no, an organized group was behind this. So it's critical that we know what they did. We understand all the crap they've already done, all the crimes they've already committed, all the terrible things they've done. It's like if a crazy arsonist has been in jail for 10 years and he moves in next door to you, and then your neighbor's house catches on fire and everybody says that they saw the guy, cans of gasoline, lighting it on fire. I mean, they got a history of it. They're cornered rats, and everybody stand down, giving us BS excuses. They're totally arrogant. They ship and kidnap kids across the border. They're criminals. They're guilty. They did it. And the one chance out of a trillion they're not, they're already guilty of 10,000 other things. So it doesn't matter, does it? They're scum. They're trash. But you didn't get us off the air. But I don't chortle about that. They go, I'm winning. No, it's all God. I'm only still alive because of God. InfoWars is only on the air because of God, because of your prayers. Please support us. We'll be right back with massive news. I'm Alex Jones.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Again, I want to be 100% clear with everyone. World War III has already started. It is full-spectrum warfare. It is sixth generational warfare. We have mass criminal, mad scientist technicians implementing the globalist master plan. Their plan is failing at every level. And with each escalation, it gets more wobbly and more destabilized and more dangerous. Then they've got to apply more pressure, and then that makes it even more unstable. And I am not alarmist when I tell you I think there's a 50% chance we're in a total nuclear war within 2 weeks. I have to make a decision selfishly, because it'll take us off the air anyways, whether I'm going to pack up, and I don't even have the money or the place. They took the place I had. That's okay. And get to a place that has communications. But just so I can morally sleep at night and get my children and family to come with me. because I'm a selfish person. But I also tell you everything here on air. I am literally having trouble doing the show over the moral struggle I'm having. It's one thing to be a captain and go down with a ship. It is another thing to understand that the ship's going down and you got to get your family in lifeboats. And I tell you that so people get it in your heads, okay? This is real. Everything I've told you is absolutely going on and is absolutely happening, okay? And we have such a normalcy bias. I get it. I do too. My wife's like asking me, I thought you wouldn't do the whole show. It's the day we're leaving, blowing out, you know, whilst we go to the airport, you know, tonight. Can we go see the Redwoods one time? And I'm like, okay, honey, you just you take my daughter and you guys go fuck the Redwoods because I need to be on air. But it's I'm just trying to explain to people that you know, she's smart. She's normal. She's a woman. She's in there cooking breakfast right now. And I'm waiting for nuclear war to start. I mean, because that's where this goes. And I'm telling Rob, we just may need to get an SUV. We have one. And just drive out of here because I don't want to get caught in the air when this goes down. I mean, that's how dangerous this is, okay? And that's what I hope Trump and his people get. They're not in a normal situation anymore. And the good news is Vance gets it. And so they got a big problem. And this is just unbelievable. I mean, the gravity of the situation, the responsibility we all have right now is just unspeakably important. Let's start going to the clips. Here is just a smattering of high-level CIA assassin team leaders. I mean, it's not like the milkman's threatening to kill Trump, okay? It's not like the plumber is or a farmer. And you've got all these other scumbags, and they're going to get Trump. Here's just a few of the clips. I've got 20 minutes of this, but here's just a few of them.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
You take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
All right. That is a really short clip. And that's great. I thought it was 3 minutes long. So McGreen's made like 5 minute ones, 4 minute ones, 3 minute ones. Again, I want those all up because I want it in context. Because Mudd says Foggy Bottom CIA is going to kill Trump in the full clip. He says CIA is going to kill Trump. So let's put out that full clip. Heck, put the clips out individually on my X account now. Fire everything. Okay? Because this is the reality. Now, here I am 8 months ago. Is this 8 months ago? 8 months ago. Here I am on Tucker Carlson. I guess this was November. And here I am saying they're going to kill Trump. Here it is.
You look at the trajectory of this, how they're escalating on Trump, whether you love him or hate him. He's now a populist icon. He's now the underdog. The globalists are coming after him. They're coming after our right to vote for who we want. He gets 60%.
Which is the fundamental right in a democracy. The people rule. I can vote for whomever I want. And if you don't like that person, that's immaterial.
Absolutely.
Right?
And he's been indicted for saying they're stealing elections. They're stealing it.
I'm aware.
Well, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And there are indictments of him is absolutely. Election theft. But yes.
So. But despite that, he's got 60% against all other Republicans. He's 15, 20 points ahead of Biden. It's backfired. But the deep state's not going to stop. So when you said to Trump several times in that 400 million views or whatever you got, biggest show ever, you know, you said to him, well, isn't the next thing them trying to kill you? And he's so confident he doesn't want to think about that. And I admire someone that's that confident, you know, the deep state does kill people. And that's their only next move because this is failing. And I think they're going to kill Biden, too. Or I think they're going to try to what you said in a speech again before the last one I talked about like a month ago. You said, I don't see Biden and Trump being the candidates. You see the system, the media going after Biden, and he deserves it, but they were covering it up until now. Now they're covering the laptop. Now they're covering attack on the dog. Now they're covering, you know, all of his senility, all the corruption, the Chinese spies.
Attacking a dog. What a pig he is.
All right, so that's a small clip out of the larger analysis with Tucker. Here we are a month ago with Tucker where the larger clip said they're going to kill Trump. But I also warn Elon. Elon responds. And says, I think you're right. I'm going to up my security. Here it is. Elon Musk, because I cannot bitch at a gift horse. I cannot look at somebody where I'm reaching 10, 15 million people a day on X and I'm not being censored and the real me can be seen. And then like, well, he's doing this, he's doing that. But you know, Elon, give us a few minutes on Elon Musk, because I think he needs to be protected and defended. He's in a lot of danger. He's really stuck his neck out there. And I think we're idiots if we don't back him.
Well, I think the first thing you said is the truest thing. Judge a tree by its fruits. You know, anyone who's not against me is for me. And look, I kind of gave up here. I've been talking about motives and what, you know, what motivates people. The truth is it's pretty hard to know. I don't even understand my own motives a lot of the time. I act on instinct.
Action matters. Action matters. My grandfather used to tell my dad, I don't want to hear talk. I want to see action.
Well, and if I'm trying to judge someone, I judge him by his actions. Stop telling me you're a great person. Show me whom you've helped. Like, it's kind of that simple for me. And I think Elon has done an extraordinary thing by opening up X to, you know, greater speech, freer speech. I mean, it's just extraordinary. It's extraordinary. And you notice it immediately in the downstream effects are super obvious. People are less afraid to say what they think is true as compared to last year, certainly as compared to 3 years ago, when people literally couldn't even ask, like, I have a friend who's injured by the vax. I'm afraid to say that? Really? A medicine that you forced me to take hurt me, and I'm too afraid to say that out loud. Like, that's a crazy level of fear. And I feel like that has really evaporated. And I think Elon Musk is the main reason. Opening up X for people to, you know, have unauthorized thoughts like that, it just frees everybody.
It's revolutionary.
It's an inspiration. In the same way the United States was an inspiration to the world for 100 years post-World War I, because we had liberal democracy and market capitalism, and it seemed to kind of work. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, I don't want to just buy the Coca-Cola and the Levi's. I want the system that produced the Coca-Cola and the Levi's. We didn't even need a State Department or a USIA to make that case. People just watched, and they're like, yeah, that works. I want it. And I think that freedom of speech and creativity are exactly the same. You know, I don't want to hear a lecture about creativity. If I look at you and I'm like, that person is a free thinker who's creative, and that's joyful and productive and great. In fact, it's holy, which it is. Then I want some of that. It inspires me. It gives exactly. me heart.
All right. So, guys, sorry I didn't communicate with you properly. I want the full Phil. I want the full mud clip, CIA killer. Where he says CIA's mad at Trump, they're going to kill him. Get that full clip as soon as you can, and then go ahead. Let's get the full clip of the Lincoln Project saying they're going to put a bullet in him. Don't want to play those in context. But while we're getting that, go ahead and play the short compilation of CIA confessing the plan to kill Trump on national TV. Go ahead and play that short clip again.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
You take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
Should I play that 10 more times for people? We have the mud clip in context. The foggy bottom boys, that's where they train the assassins. The foggy bottom boys are going to kill this guy. Here he is.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy. He defends Vladimir Putin. There are State Department and CIA officers coming home. And at Langley and at Foggy Bottom, CIA and state, they're saying, this is how you defend us?
Phil, before, I want to ask you a question, but Phil, just to reiterate, obviously, when you're talking about killing, you're using that as a metaphor. You're not talking about...
What I'm saying is government... People talk about the deep state. When you disrespect government officials who've done 20 or 30 years, they're going to say... Really? You send Vladimir Putin sends officers home, and you support him before you support us?
I just want to underline, Amanda.
Let me tell you who disrespects America is Mayorkas, Senate report, even the New York Times. Now over 100,000 missing children, over a million children that have disappeared, that they've lost partial contact with. Over 100,000 as of a Senate report 5 months ago. Child trafficking, 200,000 fentanyl deaths. Turning the VA back over to scum to hurt our veterans, disrespecting our nation with inflation, disrespecting our nation with trying to start World War III, disrespecting our nation, having the Secret Service stand down and putting a shooter on a roof, who they're now reporting, the parents of the shooter, Thomas Crook's parents called the cops on the day of the Trump rally shooting 3 hours before, and they knew he was coming and knew who he was, and then he gets in through the perimeters and into the police command center and on the roof, and then he sits there for 26 minutes. I mean, come on, people. The parents of Donald Trump's would-be assassin, Thomas Matthew Crooks, called the cops to say he was missing before the shooting, a bombshell new report claims. It follows another stunning development that the 20-year-old gunman was at the former president's rally 3 hours before, opening fire, and sparks the suspicions of Secret Service because he was carrying a rangefinder used by hunters to take long shots. Crooks' parents called law enforcement in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, to say they were concerned about their son's whereabouts, Fox News reports. Oh, the two psychologists, they were concerned to put a call in. He climbed onto the roof and shot Trump and killed retired volunteer fire Corey, how do you say his name, Comptor, at the rally in Butler. How do you say his name, dude? Comptor, I got it right. I don't disrespect him. In Butler, 50 miles from his home. Crooks told his boss that he needed the day off from work on Saturday and gave colleagues a final chilling message that he would be back on Sunday. And it just goes on from there. I mean, come on, people. And I'm telling you that here's why I should say the scenarios again. And there's like 50 of them, but there's six or seven that are the big ones. They poison him if they want to de-escalate. Blow up the plane. Truck bomb. Use magnetic weapons. Use a tactical nuke. Use a directed energy weapon. Neutron bomb, X-ray laser. They can do that from space. And that'll kill Trump even in a bunker 100 feet underground. And then there's no evidence of anything. He just gets fried. Everybody starts feeling really bad, really sick, throwing up, flopping around. And they're dead. Dead, depending on how powerful the beam is, in minutes. And that's the weapon systems we know about. So they could hit his SUV or his airplane with a smart pellet. They got basically Gatling guns in space. They spin up a particle of plutonium to rail gun, and then they just, and then the kinetic force of those is totally devastating. And they've got kinetic warheads, according to the leaked declassifications. By the mid-80s, they had 100-pound Sabo DU rounds on these platforms, and they're called decapitation weapons. And then it doesn't matter if Saddam Hussein or whoever is in a bunker a half mile under a mountain. The kinetic force, they don't create a nuclear explosion or an atomic explosion, but because they hit the ground at 35 to 40,000 miles an hour, it goes a half mile into the ground and it causes a giant collapse. So they can hit Trump with one of those. And that stuff's all under robot control now. That's why when we go completely from humans in control to technocracy and the robots deciding to kill, globalists can give the order, have that order then erased, and then hit Trump with space-based weapon. That's where we are. And so, I mean, for all I know, they've already zapped Trump with enough radiation that he'll be dead in a week. And I just got to get all the scenarios out here to you right now. Just like I told you, a day before they came out, I did it on Sunday and Monday, that if they would have killed Trump, they would then set off a tactical nuke and say, Iran did it. We got a nuclear war with Iran. Here is a clip of me talking about that about 20 hours before the FBI came out and said basically the same thing. Here it is. They will try to poison Trump. They will try to shoot Trump. They will activate even bigger lies and frauds about him. The big move is to hit him with a large truck bomb. They again, it's in the cards to use a small nuclear weapon and blame the Iranians. They'll be the fall guys. And then instantly, we're in full war with Russia. Instantly, the air raid sirens are going off. Instantly, life as you know it is over. And they're going to use the war to try to get Americans to, oh my God, we got hit by a nuke, Iran, with Russia, and then everybody's off the air except the corporate news. And then you're going to see all hell break loose because there are people inside all those corporate news organizations and inside the government that are our people. And we're not communicating like you guys are you know, with your plans and your operations and your departmentalization. We all are just here like Fight Club. And I'm going to explain this to you, like in the Watchmen movie. You think I'm locked in here with you. You're locked in here with us. You're locked in here with me. Okay? And once you cross that line, our people are everywhere. And I wouldn't want to be with any of these Silicon Valley people when this goes down, because your security hates your guts. I wouldn't want to be any of these globalist senators or people when this goes down, because you know what's going to happen, because people know you did it and they know that there's no choice. So you start this full hot red war and you know what you're getting. You know what you're getting. And I'm shooting you straight, New World Order. Shooting you deadly straight. So, we are 112 days out from the election. Then there's the 79 days when he's president-elect. This is an eternity, 180-something days. We'll put it on screen. And I'm sorry this is the way things are, but if you look at history, this stuff, like, this happens all the time. This is the norm. Except there weren't robots with nerve gas. And there weren't everybody carrying phones around with them to track everywhere we go and what we do. And this entire civilizational attack we're witnessing, and people weren't as soft as they are now. And so we've lost the Republic. And really, if Trump fails, this will be known as the death throes of America. This is the death throes of our country. Or it could be our rebirth. Because unlike a physical body, as it gets older, it doesn't come back at a certain point. Countries, systems, ideas are bulletproof and can spring eternal from the Tree of Liberty. And you know what waters the Tree of Liberty. I don't say it with pleasure and enjoyment, but the blood of patriots and tyrants. That's what waters the Tree of Liberty. And I am honored to be in the position that if I get struck down to water the Tree of Liberty, I will touch all your lips again. You know the saying, when I die, bury me under the old apple tree so that I may touch your lips again. So that's where we are, folks. And I love you and I care about you. And we're all in this together. And it's not going to get any better being cowards. It's not going to get any better lying to ourselves. It's not going to get any better. We've become a satanic nation. None of us are perfect, but my God, we at least love God and want to be good. These people are beyond evil. They're cancer. And they're going to have to be cut out. Now, you're going to see people start getting real. Like the judge in Florida just struck down Jack Smith. And I told you that's what the Supreme Court did. They gave it back to her to strike it down. They said clearly, a month ago, they said this is he wasn't appointed correctly. Just like their Jan 6 committee on its face was illegal. Then they destroyed all the evidence. They destroyed my testimony. This didn't fit in with their BS. And so these are just a bunch of dirty, evil, pedophile lawyers who inherited the apparatus of the American Republic and all the brains and weapons and the rest of it. And now they've squandered it. And now the whole world's turning against them. And the world's watching America fight for its soul. So Roger Stone's coming up in about 8 minutes. We'll get him on the line. All right, let's stop here. Stop here. Again, we've got a bunch of these compilations. This one is called, I remember writing the headline. It's called, what was it? What was the headline, guys? I'll tell people the headline of this. We can get this reposted. Yeah, okay. Deep state publicly calls for impeach, imprisoning, and video. Deep state publicly calls for Trump to be killed. Or breaking video. Or historic video. Historic video. Deep state calls for Trump to be impeached, imprisoned, and killed. Put it out on X right now. Only place we've got other than InfoWars. Thank God for Elon Musk. All right. Let's go ahead and roll this 3-minute compilation.
If he takes the risk of going to trial and he's convicted, that could be seen as an impeachable offense.
I don't see how that wouldn't be an impeachable offense.
That tweet fits the Republican definition of an impeachable offense.
Where do you see an impeachable offense?
It is grounds for impeachment.
Potentially criminal or even impeachable.
Grounds for impeachment.
You may scapegoat Andy McCabe, but you will not destroy America. America will triumph over you. That apparently directed toward the President of the United States.
Is it impeachable?
100% is impeachable.
Very substantial evidence that the president is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
Impeachment's not good enough for Trump. He needs to be imprisoned and placed in solitary confinement. But for now, impeachment is the imperative.
That's right.
I ask you tonight.
Me is with so many people knowing about this, it's interesting, and I'm kind of proud to say this. It took a member of the intelligence community to step up and bring it forward.
It's hard to imagine a set of circumstances that would have alarmed the founders more than what's on that call, where you have a president using the full power of his office to try to effectively coerce a foreign leader that is completely dependent on our country for military, economic, diplomatic, and other support to intervene in our election to help his campaign.
Talk about pressuring a foreign country to interfere with and control a U.S. election. It couldn't be clearer. And that's not just undermining democratic institutions. That is treason. It's treason, pure and simple. And the penalty for treason under the U.S. code is death. That's the only penalty.
I mean, president is only a 4-year job, but it feels like it's taken him 5 years to just fire his ass. It's frustrating. You know, I bet somebody explained how long impeachment takes to John Wilkes Booth, and he was like, okay, well, where's he at right now?
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
The call is the call, but there's nothing here that rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Well, they're wrong.
All right, we are back. I want Chase Geiser to ride shotgun with me. And got just so much information to get out here. But the country's fighting for its life. We're under globalist attack. And they are not going to back down unless enough of their whistleblowers come out now, and unless everyone working for the globalists, the CIA, the FBI, all these agencies, you need to just stop following any order they give you, basically, that you can see is against America and against Trump. I mean, I'm telling you. I mean, if you want the power out, you want nuclear war, you want to die, it's not me going to kill you. You're going to kill yourself. I'm just asking the deep state, will you please not kill yourself? I mean, have you studied on-time delivery? Have you studied infrastructure? It's already about to collapse. And there's 8.5 billion people. And do you know what even a full war without nukes will do to the economy? And they've already cut off a third of the world's fertilizer. And people are starving to death by the hundreds of millions. I mean, we're already over the edge, folks. The globalists have committed us to total insanity. And there's still a chance to have a crash landing and survive. But we're going down. And it's time to stop playing games. Time to get into the live folks. Check out what that is. We'll be right back with hour number two. Tell everybody you know and those you don't know. Tune in now, however you can. Get active or get radioactive. We'll be right back with hour number two.
I don't care if he's pooped his pants.
My butt's been wet. My butt's been wet. My butt's been wet.
I don't care if he can't put a sentence together.
The total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Show me he can't do the job, and then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Yeah, Biden had a bad day, but this guy couldn't tell the truth if it split his lip.
What did Trump do?
I have poopy days all the time.
If the percentage of women who register to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
Damn it! For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Joe Biden will read.
I dissent. End of quote. Four more years.
Four more years. Four more years.